Welcome to the History Forward podcast. I'm Rachel Kulik, Curriculum Officer and Sessional Lecturer. Here, you will get inside stories from recent alumni on their educational journeys and what motivated and shaped their career paths. The purpose of this podcast is to raise awareness of the exciting and diverse careers achieved by undergraduate alumni of historical studies programs as told through their own voices, and to help inspire you to think about who you want to become and the skills you can bring forward. Thank you so much for joining in today. Now, let's talk history. Welcome back to the History Forward podcast. My name is Rachel Kulik, and today I'll be speaking with Angelia Meffe. Angelia completed her Bachelor of Arts degree from the University of Toronto, Mississauga in 2019, where she minored in classical civilization. She is currently a social media officer in the Office of Communications at UTM. Thank you so much, Angelia, for joining the podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
I already revealed some of this information to our listeners, but what is your connection to the Department of Historical Studies at UTM? Which program did you complete? When did you graduate?
As you said, I did graduate in 2019 with a specialist in digital enterprise management and a minor in classical civilization. I started my classics journey during 2014 with my first class being CLA 101 with Professor Lisa Trenton.
Fantastic. Could you tell us a bit more about where you're from and how you ended up coming to study at UTM and in your historical studies program?
I actually grew up around the GTA, well, in and around the GTA. Originally, I was born in Mississauga, Ontario, and I feel like I was destined to find my way back to the city that welcomed me into this world. Being of Italian descent, I was always fascinated to learn more about the motherland of where my ancestors came from, but my love for classics started at a young age. I believe it was grade one when I was first drawn to a classical studies book. It was the first book I ever took out of the library in my old elementary school, and it was on the destruction of Pompeii. At the time, I didn't know how to read this complex book, but something about the images and illustrations left a lasting impression to me. This book unintentionally sparked my deep-rooted love for classics.
Thank you for sharing that. I was wondering if you can speak a bit more about your studies here at UTM and why your historical studies program was a good fit, your minor in classical civilization. Doing a minor also means that you would have done other programs as well. So I was wondering, how did they fit together?
It's quite the story. So let's just start from the beginning and see how this progressed. So going into university, I thought I knew what I wanted to study. So I originally entered UTM studying commerce. That did not pan out. To meet with the degree requirements, I took CLA 101 to meet the half humanities one credit that's needed in order to graduate. Little did I know that CLA 101 would open the doorway to a realm of academics that I never knew existed. So safe to say, throughout my whole university undergrad, classics has been one of my favorite experiences. The course content was phenomenal. The professors are passionate and are a wealth of knowledge in the subject of study. Every class felt like a treat, and the assignments helped to challenge and push my abilities to become a better student. After CLA 101, I was addicted. I needed more, and I found ways to incorporate classics and the classics courses into my program of study, even though I didn't know what it was at that time. So long story short, I found out commerce wasn't for me, and I discovered a different program of study which better suited my professional passions. The program of study I was approved for and, well, first I applied to and was approved for was the CCIT Digital Enterprise Management Specialist Program. I was happy to be in this post. I enjoyed it, but it had to have classics courses, so I had to quench my thirst for antiquity. At UTM, when you specialize, you don't need to do an extra area of study, but I would not accept any academic journey that did not incorporate classics. So I bit the bullet and I took the extra workload to incorporate the classics minor, well, the classic civilization minor, into my area of study.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. So you did a minor on top of the specialization.
Yeah.
Could you also tell us a bit about your current job and role and how your studies in our program influenced or how they have been useful in your career since this was an add-on to your specialization?
Oddly enough, CLA 101 was the start of what I currently do today. It sounds odd how the two are related, but let me give you a little inside scoop. So currently, as you stated, I work at UTM in the Office of Communications as a social media officer. The first point of influence from my classic studies was in CLA 101 with Professor Lisa Trenton. She encouraged all students to make a Twitter account for class participation. Little did I know that this was the start of something revolutionary for my future. This was the first ever social media account I ever created for myself, because before going into university, I was not allowed to have anything. All my friends had Facebook, everybody had MySpace, but this was the course that started it all and it opened up the floodgates. So studying classics also gave me the confidence I needed in order to develop my writing skills to contend with the university expectations. The wonderful TAs, professors, and liaison librarians helped provide support and resources needed to prosper at UTM.
What a great experience. So we make a lot of assumptions these days with technologies and experiences, and it's good to have this perspective as well of different experiences, what people know coming in to programs.
When I started the CLA 101 course, I was shocked when the professor said, okay, everybody get a Twitter account. We're going to do class participation on there. And I was like, what? I have to make a Twitter account? Oh my gosh, everything I know in this world is a lie. Like, I thought we were just looking into a textbook. Now I got to like incorporate social media. How is this possible? But it all worked out. And then later down the line, because I started that Twitter account, one of the tweets that were non-related to this course actually got liked by Robert Downey Jr. And I take that as like a personal achievement, because it's like, oh my gosh, I'm a huge Marvel fan. The fact that Robert Downey Jr. liked my tweet because I started this course in CLA 101, this would have never happened if I wasn't, I guess, encouraged to participate through this platform. So it was really cool.
That's amazing. Thanks so much for sharing that.
No problem.
So can you also tell us a bit more about how your career began post-graduation, how the path was? So you graduated in 2019, then what happened?
So it all happened through networking within the university. So right before graduation, I found a job in my final year of university from an internship course I took in my specialist program, but my classicist heart was not satisfied. Shortly after convocation, I volunteered for an event at U of T St. George campus. It was in regards to the CCIT program to help promote the undergraduate program to other members of the university who are probably interested or don't know what the program has to offer. It was a wonderful experience, and I was excited to help in this event, but even more excited to learn that this event was on a Tuesday. That meant that after the event, I could walk on over to the ROM and have a free visit. So I did do that afterwards. But this volunteer event actually opened the doors for me to get re-immersed into the UTM community from a different viewpoint. So that's where I found out about the job opportunity that the Office of Communications needed at the time, a social media assistant. And from there, it flourished into what it is today. So social media right now is a key role in my current position, and I'm always finding new ways to adopt the latest techniques and tactics to optimize my productivity at work. One way I exercise my developmental abilities for social is a curation of a niche Instagram account, which focuses on book aesthetics and classic related book reviews. So that's what I do on the side when I log off for the day, just so I can stay up to date with what's happening on social. Of course, my nerdy heart for classics is being nurtured.
That's great. And what a good idea, putting these skills to practice.
Actually, it's funny that I do this, because some of the books featured on these posts are from previous undergrad CLE courses that I took. And these get the best traction within the community, because the community that I've joined online, they're also like students studying classical civilization around the world. So actually through this, I have expanded my network all over the world with other book lovers / classic civilization lovers. I have made friends spanning the globe, including but not limited to the UK, Australia, and Greece. This passion account is not only limited to Instagram. I share constant updates on my original platform of Twitter, thanks to CLA 101. I have also found a way to incorporate my passion project with my professional development course, which I'm taking right now at the U of T School of Continuing Studies. Now, this is where it gets a little bit interesting. So this course is to help advance my skills in digital communication strategy and social media. For this course, we are expected to create a website / blog on a subject that you wish to help educate the specific target audience with. I use this as an opportunity to transform my Instagram passion project into a functional blog that helps readers understand the innovative connection modern books have to classics. I take pleasure in this assignment, knowing that I help to aid the classic conversation amongst other passionate classicists and book lovers alike. This account not only helped develop my knowledge in my field of profession, but also to help keep my me constantly learning and engaging in the classical discussion.
I would love to provide a link to that when I post the blog. Would you like to share the name of the blog or Insta account?
Sure thing. Both Instagram account and blog are called Amused Angel Reading, all one big word.
Thanks so much for sharing that.
No problem.
So I hear that from what you've discussed already, CLA 101 had a huge impact as a course on the direction in which you went towards your current job, towards these goals. Was there anything else that shaped your direction?
Yeah. So aside from the course I took with Lisa Trenton, I actually took three classes taught by Professor Boris Trebasic. And his classes not only helped my writing abilities, but they also helped expand my knowledge on developing research papers to fine-tune arguments and conceptualize information. With his guidance, feedback, and extraordinary team of TAs, his course helped to shape the way I rationalize, given information, and make the necessary connections needed. So I feel like his course has really helped me develop as a writer academically. And it gave me the confidence that I didn't have prior to. And it completely shifted my university experience, because then now I knew how to approach different research assignments or like anything in general when it came to even my CCIT courses. I applied my knowledge from there into all of my courses, and it changed everything for the better.
I was wondering if you also have any advice that you would like to share with students considering a historical studies program or classical civilization program?
Definitely. If this is something that sparks your interest, I say go for it. Your university experience goes by faster than you can expect, and I wouldn't want anyone to miss out on the endless possibilities the UTM Historical Studies Department offers to all UTM students. They have a vast array of resources and outstanding faculty and staff, but most of all, you, the students, help shape the department into the amazing community it is. Don't let your flame of curiosity extinguish. Take the chance and try at least one UTM Historical Studies course. It will definitely be an experience worth your while. It continues to be one of my many joys I cherish in life.
Thank you so much, Angelia. It's been wonderful to hear about your experiences today and your current projects. Thank you for joining the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. This is a wonderful experience, because being a student and then evolving through the UTM community, and now seeing UTM in a different viewpoint as a staff member, and having the ability to kind of share my experience, my story, and try to provide some helpful advice to future students is just, it's unreal to me, because hopefully these words could maybe inspire a future student to either pursue classical civilization or a study in historical studies and enjoy it just as much as I did, because I know I'm not the only history nerd. There's hundreds of thousands, millions of history nerds out there. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, it's a wonderful thing. And once you connect with this community, you constantly feel involved and just absolutely wonderful.
Thank you, Angelia. I wish you all the best with your blog project and in your current role.
Thank you so much.
If you enjoyed this episode and you know someone who would also enjoy this episode, please pass it on to them or share it with your friends. Like it, click the follow button, or enter your email on the blog to receive podcast updates. Thank you so much for joining us today. I look forward to having you tune in next time to History Forward.